Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Ellen DeGeneres, she's crawling out of that little hole Hollywood put her in. She's coming out. She's ready to start talking about all those toxic workplace allegations that came around in 2020. You remember this? Everyone was like, oh, it's horrible to work for Ellen. She's awful. Yeah. And it was just not a good look for her, considering she was the quote unquote face of kindness in Hollywood.
I think at the end of the day, Ellen left because of this thing. I don't know if she got canceled or she's just like, you know what? I'm 60 something years old. I don't need this. I got so much money. I don't have to defend myself. I'm out of here.
No, she said that that's what her stand-up is about. Like this new stand-up that she's doing is like, Hollywood kicked me out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
She's saying that Hollywood kicked her out for being mean. She said, I got kicked out of show business. She said, the be kind girl, quote unquote, wasn't kind. I became this one-dimensional character who gave stuff away and danced up steps. And she said, once all of those allegations came around in 2020, it took such a toll on her ego and her self-esteem. And she says, she's trying not to be bitter. She says, honestly, I'm making jokes about what happened to me, but it was devastating, really. I just hated the way the show ended. I loved that show so much, and I just hated that the last time people would see me was that way.
I mean, people are, they're very much entitled and should be validated, like, for their own personal experiences. I do think when you reach a certain level of success and you're the person at the top, that there's a fine line between mean and demanding, because like you have to be demanding and have a certain expectation to maintain that level of success. So, you know, some people may take that as being mean, and some people may, you know, the person who's doing it is like, no, I have a level, I have an expectation, I am demanding because of maintaining the quality of the show.
I also think when you become that big of a star and your company is so big that you tend to almost be ostracized from everything that's going on in the office, because it's your job just to go out there and be Ellen, right? And the people below you, those are the ones I remember getting like, they were really aggressive with the other employees. And I'm not sure that Ellen even knew that. We have a small enough staff that you guys would go, hey, you know what? Tracy, man, she's out of hand. You would tell me, right? But when you get up to that kind of status, I wonder if you even have accessibility to her.
But then that also, if you are recognizing as the person who is up there, you, even though you're demanding, you have a responsibility to treat your employees accordingly. So you have to check yourself if that is getting out of hand, because you're so wrapped up in this success that you do the work to make sure you're treating your employees properly.
Yeah, I do think that in any company, the attitude comes from the top.
It does.
So if the person right underneath you is treating everybody like crap and that word gets back to you, I think that if you're making a wise decision for your company and this is the values of your company, you fire that person that is not following your values and treating employees like crap.
100%. And I remember even similar allegations came out like maybe a year or two ago about Kelly Clarkson and her show, and immediately she squashed it. She said, okay, I hear what's going on. We're immediately going to handle this so that this doesn't turn into a situation like Ellen. Because it was the biggest show on daytime. Mm-hmm. I remember all the biggest celebs would come on, and everyone seemed like they had such a great relationship with her.
And so, how much good she was doing for so many people, right?
So much good. That's now just ended because of honestly just bad business, and it could have been handled so much better. So hopefully this is a big lesson for everybody else in daytime, and hopefully it doesn't happen again to my girl Kelly Clarkson. I love her show.
But how do you feel about Ellen doing this via stand-up rather than like a sit-down interview?
I feel like it's kind of like any other artist getting out their message in a medium that feels the most comfortable to them. Gotcha. So like if something happens to, you know, Beyonce or Taylor Swift, they're going to craft that and put it into a song. So like a comedian, like if something happens to them, I feel like their median is just making jokes about it because that's how they cope with things. You
agree
with
that, Ma? I do agree with it. I think as a comedian, that is your interview. Your stand-up is somewhat your sit-down interview because it's your narrative. You can create it the way you want to. You're basically asking yourself the questions you want answered. So it's, I think it's a more controlled and comfortable way to do it.
It's also a way to profit off it as well.
There's that.
That never hurts.
I mean, she's been without a job for a little bit, so I can imagine she might need the cash just a wee bit.
You think? I don't know. Let's do a search on how much she's worth.
But could you, if you were one of the victims or one of the people that was subjected to the mistreatment, couldn't you see that kind of like as you're making light of a situation that was very serious to me?
I think you can. That's a tricky line for a comedian because most of us tell jokes from our pain, from things that are not the greatest experiences, whether it was for us or in life. So there's always going to be someone, unfortunately, that's on the other side of those jokes. And yeah, I can see how you would feel a way about it.
Ellen's net worth is $340 million.
Oh, yes. She broke. I feel less bad now. All right. The Star says his show's series finale will, quote, have the best finale in history. I'll tell you what show is talking a big game on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.